The story of P.F. Dietrich first began in 2009 as a reading of texts and letters from and about Marlene Dietrich and Edith P.F. and their little-known friendship, accompanied by matching songs. A new Canadian production of the work is currently running at the CAA Theatre, 651 Yonge Street. And with a new two-week extension, it runs until December 22nd. With us to talk about it are the stars of P.F. Dietrich, Louise Pitre and Jane Lewis in this brilliant Mirvish production. Good morning and congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
I was so blown away by this production by both of your performances.
Thank you very much.
So, now, apparently I understand that you guys have known each other for quite some time, but this is the first time you've worked together?
It's true. Unbelievably.
I know. It's crazy. We've known each other socially for over 30 years, but we've never actually done a show together.
Do you do similar things in your profession?
We've worked different. Like, you work more, you know, sort of Drayton Festival and all those places, and I've been away more.
Sure.
I don't know. We did an industrial show all those years ago. That's how we met. That's the only time we've worked together. So this is sort of a double gift, you know?
Sure.
The show is a gift.
Of course, getting to know each other again
together has been really
so cool. It is so cool. So can you tell me how this all came about, Louise? Like, how did the kernel start?
Okay, this show, which you said, it started in Austria and Germany, and it was more of a cabaret. Jonathan Monroe, who's our musical director, is friends with the two guys who put this show together. So he went out there, he saw it, and he thought it was great. He suggested to the Siegel Center in Montreal that it should be done and beefed up, maybe. That's where Gordon Greenberg, the director, and me came in.
Oh.
And then they hired Aaron Shields to write the book. So now, all of a sudden, it was more of a play with music. And Gordon did his great job of directing it. People from the Mirvish production office came to see it, loved it, and they said, okay, we're bringing that show, which was called The Angel and the Sparrow, we're bringing it to Toronto, and we're going to get Gordon again to direct it with an amazing design team and put some money into the production and do it at the CAA, but call it P.F. Dietrich, A Legendary Affair, so that it's more obvious what it's about and who it's about.
And Jane, when did you become a part of this?
I got a call to do a self-tape. I was actually in Newfoundland on a tour, and I was a little hesitant about doing it. I'm not fond of self-tapes, but a colleague of mine said, no, come on, let's do it, and you'd be perfect.
You bet.
So I did it, and then they called me in, and I met with Gordon and Linda, and Jonathan, of course, was in the room. So I sang, did a scene, and then they asked me to come back the next day, and that Louise would be in the room reading with me, and I'm like, maybe they're serious about me. Okay.
If Louise kids in there, you know it's serious.
Well, and Louise said that when they called her and said, would you mind coming in to read, and she said, opposite who, and they said Jane Lewis. She said, in a heartbeat. So that was great. I think it was pretty clear to Gordon when I walked into the room that there was an immediate rapport and camaraderie between the two of us. And, you know, let's face it, you've seen the show. Like, if we didn't get along, we couldn't do the show.
No way.
And a lot of people talk about our rapport, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do, because there's just a built-in trust and adoration, and it makes the playing of it so much easier.
And let's be honest,
we go through.
This is huge.
We go to hell and back.
My body hurts everywhere.
I'm sure it does.
It's all about the voice, blah, blah, blah. So the added stress of not getting along would be horrific.
Right.
This is so good. We don't need any extra.
No, we don't.
You could never play it with the subtext of that you hate each other.
Well, you'd have to. That's
done
the job.
Done
yes.
It.
Been there, done
for
that.
Sure. But the fact that we don't is
I know, please.
Now, both of you are Canadian music and theater superstars. Just going to put it out there and say that. You both bring essential and exciting theatrical experience to this relationship. It was such a pleasure to watch your relationship unfold. Now, Jane, for how long did you guys go through this rehearsal period to evolve this process of getting this incredible show together?
Oh, gosh, we had 6 weeks, didn't we?
All together with tech
and everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Which still seemed a bit fast for me because I didn't have the opportunity of having worked on it before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're playing this iconic person.
Yes.
So I did a lot of groundwork, of course, before we hit rehearsals. But it's not until you get into the run of it and into the flow of it that
of
you
course.
Just keep discovering even more and more
right.
and more and more.
Right.
You know, which has happened, and it's very enjoyable. Yeah.
So with all of your collective experience and knowledge about these women, what was it like working with Broadway and West End director Gordon Greenberg? How much flexibility was there among you, Louise?
Lots. Mm-hmm. I've worked with Gordon a couple times before. I did a show with him at the Oslo Rep wherever that is, Sarasota. Yeah. Yeah. And I did Angel and Sparrow in Montreal with him. I trust him, and he is a wide open, come on, bring me whatever you want. Just give it to me.
Oh, what
and
a
then
gift.
We'll talk about it, and
right.
then we'll say, yeah. did that work? Nah.
Right.
Okay, scrap that. Let's do something else. And I appreciate that about him, and he doesn't stop. He keeps working all through previews. Mm-hmm. We were constantly tweaking and stuff, but mm-hmm. it feels like a safe environment.
Absolutely. And he also made it very fun because, which was nice. There was always time for stories and there was always time for a joke and stuff, because let's face it, when there's just the two of you going at it, mm-hmm. and there were days where we were like, that's it. You know, we can't.
That's all I got.
We're not going
right?
to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're done. So it was, it was comfortable. Yeah. He made it enjoyable, and mm-hmm. He was open to anything you wanted to mm-hmm. throw at him. And
now there's a real it might seem like you're polar opposites, but in fact there were very beautiful moments when you really do come together to find that. Else why would you be attracted to one another? Mm-hmm. Of course, opposites, they say, attract, but
right.
still there is something. There are times, Jane, when you can be and are vulnerable, mm-hmm. which you might not think with Marlene Dietrich. Mm-hmm. And there are times when you, Louise, are very, very strong and powerful and sort of the alpha person in the duo. So my question here is it does make, doesn't it, a more interesting production when you can both show those opposite sides of who you are, to show the depth of
Absolutely.
What you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the world knows these two iconic women for what they presented.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what you see of Piaf is full-on passion out there.
Yeah.
And Dietrich studied
composed.
Beautiful,
mm-hmm.
composed, yes. lighting, makeup.
Yes.
But in the end, they both want love. And
right.
they go through a rocky love relationship
yes.
together right
yes.
to the end of their lives.
And you
I think
do show
that's
that.
What's beautiful
yes.
about
and,
this story.
That's what I thought I was so riveted to, was as long as I could see that vulnerability from Jane mm-hmm. and that control from you and that absolute almost naivety that how could you both be in love?
Yes.
You know, how could you both have that? You know, but mm-hmm. I saw it and
oh,
it made
yay.
Sense.
Lovely. Thank
so
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys both for coming in today. And I know how exhausted you must be. I can't imagine how you can do this show and then come here. I guess you can't either.
Well,
huh?
Do you know what? No, sometimes I'm standing there singing my guts out mm-hmm. at the end of the show thinking, I don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
However, it's worth it. That's mm-hmm. what I'm going to say.
Oh, my goodness
I
gracious,
hurt,
yes.
but this show is
it's
so worth it.
Yeah, it
and you totally tell me about that. You really
yeah.
do. And you both look sensational up there.
Thanks.
Really, I mean, from that just that physical point of view, you both look awesome. It's
Yay.
It's such a pleasure to come going, oh, this is great. Fabulous ingredients. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Louise Pitre and Jane Lewis about Piaf Dietrich. Piaf Dietrich is on stage now until December 22nd at the CAA Theater, 651 Yonge Street. Tickets are available exclusively through Mervish.com or by phone through Ticket King at 416-872-1212 or 1-800-416-3333.